Okay. So, what we're going to try to do for the next few days is explore bigadol, the issue of what people call shomer negia, but not really. That's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about the isser of kirva l'arayot, of becoming close to those, you know, in various ways. I'm keeping that vague. That's part of what we're going to try to figure out what that means to those one is forbidden to be involved with sexually. Okay? Now, this, the Gemara introduces this on Tazayim Beis Yudzayim and Aleph. In the middle of its discussion of not going, of harachek me'alecha darkecha, zuminus, valtikarol pesach beisazu, zorashus, etc. And then the Gemara had a different possibility, valtikarol pesach beisazu, zona. And so if you remember, the Gemara had introduced this notion that one should distance himself, arba'amos, from both the house of heresy, right, possibly Christianity, as you noticed when you went to the Svaria, that's the original text. And the Rishonim already know this, even with if it's not in our versions, in a house of prostitution. Now, before we go into the Gemara, Max, tell me, why is it that of all prohibitions, in addition to there being a prohibition to actually engage in idolatry or forbidden sexuality, why, just tell me intuitively, there's nothing too deep here, why would you expect that in these prohibitions, not only is there a prohibition of engaging the prohibited act, but an obligation to distance oneself from being involved? Yes, right? Because both of them are understood to be tempting. Prove it to me. Prove it to me from the Gemara. Now, it's not just about temptation. Because remember, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara brings a story that we already saw. If you have a choice between going in front of a base of a Jezara or going in front of a house of prostitution, so the Gemara has two positions, right? Should you go in front of the house of prostitution? Because why? Right? What would be the logic? Well, no, take it the other way. What would be the logic? What would be the logic of going? What is the logic the Gemara gave for going to in front of an idolatrous house instead of a house of prostitution?
No, he says he'd rather go that you go to a brothel because
you know you'll.
But first, start with that. Why does the Gemara say it might be better to go to a house of idolatry over the house of prostitution?
Probably less. You know you can not follow.
Because the Yetzer Hara was already killed, or there is no desire. So that tells you that the issue here is not just desire. The issue is not just desire, right? Because the Gemara says it's usur, even if the desire is gone. Right? Then the Gemara says, what would be the logic to go to in front of the house of prostitution, which the Gemara accepts, rather than in front of the house of idolatry?
Because the temptation never goes away.
No. What was the Gemara's logic? You did this Gemara, right?
Because the temptation's still there.
So why should you go in front of it?
To show strength.
Correct. Because the Gemara says that to overpower it. But what even within that, what's the Gemara's assumption? Right? That what is the... Why, ideally, should you avoid it? I mean, they're saying, if I had a choice, so maybe I should overcome the temptation. But if I had a choice not to go in front of either, I'd avoid it. Why should I avoid the perhaps the prostitution? What's the implication?
Because we're naturally...
Because it's tempting, right? It's tempting, but there's no, like, big chachma here, right? These are... I had to reframe it, right? In the case of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara seems to say, why do you stay far away from it? Part of it might be that it's tempting, but more importantly, for the Gemara, even if it's not tempting, you should stay away from it. Why?
Because you don't want to be even associated.
Yeah, right, because of the objective problem. By sexuality, that's not the issue. What does the Gemara seem to say? What's the problem with sexuality?
It's make that thing of a brothel as filth of it.
No, but... No. According to the Gemara, why should you avoid the house of sexuality? Not because it's... What's the simplification? What's the implication? What's the implication?
Yeah, they shouldn't. That is something of filth.
It's not filth. That's not what the Gemara says. What's the issue for the Gemara? Why should you avoid the house of sexuality? Because of temptation. Not because of filth, not because of objective things, but because there's an isser involved. Right? There's an isser involved, and we're worried that you are going to succumb. Good? Mm-hmm. Now,
also,
in the middle...
Can I add something then? Or no?
Yes.
I was saying that the idea of religions come and go, but sexuality for most people is not. It's still a
sort of true. Modern studies have proven that's not quite the case either. I will give you an article later. But it is not as true as people thought.
Really?
Correct.
That religions just don't come and go?
No, that sexuality is as constant as we thought it was.
Can you repeat the reason besides the fact of lust you wouldn't go to a brothel?
No, so at least in the case of idolatry, the Gemara assumes there's also something fundamentally anathema to it, right? That's just off limits. It's terrible. We don't want to be associated with it, right? Whether that carries over to the brothel, it may or may not. Okay. Now, if we go to the Gemara, so now continue where we actually did not read. So the Gemara says, "Upliga deravi pedas."
We argue on
this notion that what? So what does Rashi say? What is about to argue on Ravi pedas? Specifically, what? Yes.
What?
Right? Yes. The Gemara had said that not only should you avoid them, but how much should you avoid them?
Four
amos. So the Gemara said, Upliga. Upliga de Rabbi Pidas. And this argues in Rabbi Pidas. What is the argument?
That he should be four amos away from that brothel.
And how does that contradict Rabbi Pidas?
Just to avoid them.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So the Amar Rabbi Pidas, Lo Asr Tar El Kriva Shel Gilui Arayos Bilvad Shneamar. The Torah only forbade actual. What's Kriva Shel Gilui Arayos?
Did I get it on you?
What's Kriva Shel Gilui Arayos?
Actual. How you say?
Forbidden relation.
You know, I
sexuality. Yeah. That you shouldn't sleep with the forbidden relationships.
So in other words, he's saying that the intimacy itself.
Correct, and anything ancillary, anything right secondary, would not be shneemar ish ish al kol sheir b'zer lo sikra v'le galos erva, that because the context says you shouldn't be sikra v'le galot erva. The simple shot is actually sleeping with the forbidden relationship. Okay. So then the Gemara says ula kevi osi mi be. Where should we go? Right. Ula kevi asim mi be rav.
Where'd the dreamer go?
So now the Gemara says, Ula kevi asim mi be rav. Ula, when he would come back from yeshiva, what did he do?
He used to kiss the hand of his sister.
Have a menashek leil achte. He would kiss his sister, abei yodayu, on her hands. The amri le abei chadayu. What's chadayu?
It's chest something?
Yeah, on her chest.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Then she would kiss his sister either on her hands or on her chest. Upliga didea didea. And this is an internal argument. Damar ula kriva ba'alma asur. Because ula says that even mere coming close. What is mere coming close? Meaning? Meaning not actual sexuality, but things that approach it. And what's the issue here?
That's approaching it.
And his sister is an erva, right? One of the arayot is one's sister. And Ula says you shouldn't even do something which is, right, has a little bit.
Are you what himself did or someone else?
Correct, it's what Ula himself did. And the Gemara says, isn't that a problem? Because Ula himself said that not only can you not be engaged in the forbidden sexual acts, but you shouldn't come close to it. Why? Because, so the Gemara, right? Asr mishum lech lech amrinan. Nazira schor schor lit karmelo tikrav. And that's why the Gemara said this seems to be internal tension with the position of, within the position of Ula. Okay.
Does Ula admit he's being a hypocrite about it?
The Gemara says it's a tension, right? In between the statements, not clear what the resolution is. Okay? Now, the other major Gemara is in Shabbos, but let's focus on Tosfos for a minute here, okay? The simple pshat of this Gemara. The Gemara says there is a position that you should not come within arba amos of a base erva of a house of prostitution. The Gemara says this argues on the position of Rabbi Pidas, because Rabbi Pidas understands the pasuk of lo tikrevu legalot erva to mean only what? Don't engage in a forbidden sexual act.
Right.
Now, there's a problem. There's a problem here, which Joseph picks up on, which is...
How can you possibly
right?
say
it? Right? What do you mean, how can you say it? Right? The Gemara assumes that there is a dichotomy here. Either you think it is permitted 100% to come near a... to come near a house of prostitution, or what? Or it is
forbidden.
Or or what? The Gemara has a dichotomy. Either what?
It's permitted
or it's
no.
What's the implication of the Gemara?
It's not permitted, but you.
It's either that.
It's either. What are the extremes the Gemara proposes?
It's
the only
that you're allowed to go near it, or you're not allowed, or it's strictly not having the actual
right. On. Meaning, the Gemara has two possibilities. Either it's usur, midoraisa, or it's permitted totally.
What?
Right? That seems to be the dichotomy, right? Because
so
the Gemara says. Wait, one second, right? Because the Gemara says what? Revi Pidas, who says that there's no biblical prohibition. I mean, what is Revi Pidas? Revi Pidas only says what? That on a biblical level, the pasuk lo tikravu legalot erva means that you can't what?
You can't come close.
No.
No, you
Revi
can't
Pidas.
Do it at all.
You can't actually you have a forbidden sexual act.
Right.
Or you can't have forbidden intercourse. Mm-hmm. Right? And then the Gemara says, well, if you see that the Gemara says you can't come within arba amos of a house of prostitution, that must not be like Revi Pidas. Right? But that's strange. Why?
Didn't Revi Pidas say that? Those 4 amos?
No, Revi Pidas did not say that.
Oh.
Right? The Gemara says, Upliga de Revi Pidas. This argues in Revi Pidas. What's the problem? I've set it up for you. What's the problem? The Gemara sets it up as if the fact that Revi Pidas doesn't think that it's biblically prohibited to go, let's say, close to a house of prostitution tells you that what?
That he
thinks it's permitted. Right? That doesn't make any sense. Right? Meaning, if I told you it is usur to, I don't know, it's usur to
hire prostitutes
to go to work on Shabbos. Right? Right? Even if you're not going to write. Right? It's usur to go to work on Shabbos. And I say, but it's not usur mi da'araisa. Why? Because the Gemara says the reason you can't do business on Shabbos is gzeir shem yechtov, because you might come to write. Everyone understands the fact that I said I can say it's usur without meaning it's usur mi da'araisa.
Right.
There are things in life which are not biblically prohibited but are still prohibited. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. How could it be that the Gemara is so confident that the extremes are, right? It's as if the Gemara is telling you, either you think coming close to Erva in any way, shape, or form is biblically prohibited, or totally permitted. But Tosa says, why? Don't you think it's totally reasonable for someone to say, look, on a biblical level, the only thing that's prohibited is what? Is sleeping with, is actually sleeping having with sex with one of the forbidden relations. Mm-hmm. But me, they're a banan. You shouldn't kiss them, you shouldn't hug them, you shouldn't come near the house of prostitution. Why is that not a possibility? Why does the Gemara assume that if Rabbi Pidas thinks it's not Asher Midaraisa, he must think, yeah, go ahead, do it. Just walk into the house of prostitution for all I care. Right? Just don't sleep with her. Right? What? Why are those the only two options? Right? So if you look at the Rash, right? I won't church you in the moment for Tosfos, because the Tosfos, in general, as Shimon has now learned, the Tosfos Rash Mishans says often very similar things to our Tosfos, but it actually is readable. In a way that ours is not always. So he says, "Upliga the Rebbe does. Rebbe Chizda nami mode the kriva de araisa, the kriva shel gila raiz bilvad." He says, "I don't understand." Well, Tosha sets it up as a question. The Rashi Mishnah just jumps to the answer, and he says, "Look, I can't accept." Well, you know what? Okay, we're gonna have to look at Tosha's. Look at Tosha's for a minute. Tosha's on our page. Look at Tosha's. Tosu says, "V'im Tomar, umay pliga." How do you know they're arguing? Duma la olam amru of chizav rapidashim and atora ino also lekriva shel gilui arayos. Maybe everyone agrees that biblically the only thing that's prohibited is actually sleeping with one of the forbidden relations. Avol migzeres chachomim sarach laharchek arba amos. But maybe rabbinically, everyone would agree you can't say 4 amos. Meaning, how do you know that the fact that Rabbi Pidas thinks it's not biblically included in the pasuk of lotikru v'lugalot arva? How does that mean it's permitted? Maybe he just thinks that there's a series of rabbinic prohibitions, like everything else in life.
Yeah. The 4 amos thing is a rabbinical prohibition.
Right, so he says, why do you think Rav Chisda is arguing? Now, obviously, the implication here is that according to Tosa's question, right, in the question, what does Tosa say? That staying 4 amos away, according to the simple pshat of the Gemara, must be, according to Rav Chisda, daraisa derabanan. Daraisa? Right, the simple pshat of the Gemara. Right, the simple pshat of the Gemara. Right, remember we functioned on the assumption when we did the sugya of churches that harchek melecha darkecha is only derabanan. Maybe there's a background yisur daraisa, but this one of 4 amos is only derabanan. Right? That's what the Chayadim said. But the simple pshat of the Gemara is that it is the Araisa. Right? Because the Gemara is saying, look, Rabbi Pada says it's Asur. Rabbi Pada says it's Mutter. Chizah says it's Asur. But we don't know that Rabbi Pada says it's Mutter. We only know Rabbi Pada says it's not Asur. Biblically. From the Pasuk. Okay. So the simple pshat of the Gemara is that...
What's the point? If he said
so the simple pshat of the Gemara is what? Is that Rav Chisda must hold his Asur? Midaraisa.
Okay, so
isn't Rav Pada disagreeing that it's still right? It's wrong to Rav Chisda?
Yeah, but that means like I said, the Gemara is setting up a dichotomy. Either you hold his Asur midaraisa, you hold his Mutter Lagamre.
No.
Right? That it's permitted completely. And therefore Rav Pada says it's permitted. But by contrast, Rav Chisda must hold it is
Asur.
Midaraisa.
Why can't you just say it's Asur for Derabanan?
That poses his question. Oh, right? Okay. Tosa's question is, why does the Gemara set it up as if the only two possibilities are forbidden biblically or totally permitted? Mm-hmm. Right? The Gemara seems to function as if there's no middle possibility.
No Rabbanan, basically.
Okay, but right? What's the difference? He's passing Dafka, but I say Menatol. What is the whole...
But
I understand what he's saying.
No, because the Gemara is saying, I don't understand. The discussion here isn't Daraisa or not. The discussion is, should you do it? Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. And if I tell you, go, don't do business on Shabbos, can you now prove that I held that biblically? No, because when the Gemara is telling you what to do or not do, it doesn't tell you to do things that are rabbinically forbidden as if they were permitted. Mm-hmm. So Joseph says, I don't understand the Gemara. What? Because Rabbi Pidas thinks walking near a house of prostitution is not biblically prohibited, you know automatically that he would say you're allowed to do it? Right? Why? Right? That's the implication of the Gemara. Right? And Tosa says, I can't swallow that. I can't swallow that any self-respecting rabbi would say, oh yeah, no problem. Not biblically, not rabbinically, not morally, not nothing. Just go walk around the house of prostitution full like care. Right? I can't imagine this. Right? Tosa says, but that's the implication. Right.
So, Badat just claims there's no deraita in the terms of the
four. Correct, but that doesn't prove that he would say you could do it.
No, but that's right. It's not. It isn't.
Correct. That shows it's a problem.
I mean, that's giving what the Gemara is asking the question. Like, he's maybe eliminating the Rabbanans.
But again, Tosfos knows that's not the simple read of the Gemara. Right, because the simple read of the Gemara is, because Rabbi Pada says it's not biblically prohibited, he wouldn't encourage you to avoid the house of prostitution. Right, but Tosfos says why? Just say that he says biblically it's permitted, but rabbinically you shouldn't do it. Right? Why? How do you know?
Rav Chisda says he's not allowed.
Right? Wait, how do you know that those are the only two options? And therefore, right, Tosas isn't willing to buy this. Tosas says, I understand that that's the simple pshat of the Gemara, but it's wrong. Right? You have to counter-read it. It can't be true. Right? It can't be true. That there's any rabbi who would say that there's not even a rabbinic prohibition of putting yourself in a dangerous sexual position. Nobody could possibly hold that, right? Even though that's the implication. You understand how it's the implication of the Gemara? Right? Because the Gemara sets it up as if it's a dichotomy. Right? 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 There's only two sides. It's this or that. Right? Either you agree with Rabbi Pidas that it's biblically permitted, or you think it's prohibited. But that means either you think it's mutter or asur midaraisa. There's no middle ground. Right? Because otherwise the Gemara could say, well, we agree with Rabbi Pidas, but even Rabbi Pidas would say that rabbinically it's a bad idea. Right? So Tosas isn't willing to buy this. Tosas, it can't be. Right? It can't be, it can't be, it can't be. And therefore Tosas counter-reads. And Tosas says, and again, now you look at Tosas Rash Mishans here, it's a little bit clearer. He says, look, it can't be that that's what they're arguing about. He says, Rav Chisda Nami Mo did the Kriva Dal Raisa but Kriva Shal Gilei Ras Bilvad. Vileka Manda Pala Gahot. Erle Medi Akrolas Machtava Alma. Right, he says, what I think, what this does Rashmi says, is that everybody, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Pidas, think that what? That biblically, you only violate Erva, Arayot, if you actually have forbidden intercourse. What's their argument? That he says, right, that Rav Chisda is saying, look, you can't. The only thing that's prohibited is sexual activity, and therefore, You can't even derive from the pasuk of Al Tikrav Pesach Halom. You can't even derive from this the notion Al Tikrav Pesach Pesah. Right? He said there's two pesukim. One is Lo Tikrav Lo Galut Erva, and the other is Al Tikrav Pesach Pesah. Right? Don't come near the house of prostitution. Saying Rav Chisda, everyone's going to agree that it's usher to do it. It's just that Rav Chisda says that it's a regular derabanan that doesn't even have an asmachta. What's an asmachta? So according to Rov Rishonim, and we'll challenge this soon, an asmachta means that sometimes something's derabanan, we find a pasuk that hints at it to make it easier to remember, for artistic purposes, poetic license, things like that.
So okay? There's a clinical rule with like biblical emphasis on.
No, just a hint in the Torah. It's nothing. It's not actually in the Torah, right? It's just that we use a pasuk to help you remember it. To
you're not allowed to say, "Oh, this." Aren't you not allowed to say like this pasuk?
That's what the Rambam says, yeah. Right? Now, so what is Tosfos saying? Does Rashmi San say? He's like, "Look, you know what? You have to counter read this. Everyone agrees that biblically, the only thing that's usher is forbidden intercourse." And everyone agrees that rabbinically, you have to distance yourself from prostitution, the house of prostitution. The only question is, can you even find a hint in the pasuk to this prohibition? Rav Chisda says, look, I think the word... I'm sorry, Rav Pidas would say, that look, the word kirva only means actual sexuality. And therefore, yeah, you can't go near a house of prostitution. Yeah, you shouldn't do anything that's close to sexuality. But it's just a rabbanan, it has no pasuk. And Rav Chisda will say, nah. Right? Nah. You find a hint in the pasuk. But la halacha, according to Tosfos, everybody basically agrees. Biblically, the only thing that's usher is intercourse. Rabbinically, you can't come near the house of prostitution. You can't do anything which is close to sexuality. The only question is, do you even have a hint in the pasuk? Is it v'chein perakam at the Shabbos? Darsh hasam adichsev es Israel lo timel isha nidal lo karav ma Israel bevigdo bevigdo aser v'kamar alav pleider apidas kamar shkrivit the krav bekrivit shal gilia rayos shina rachman v'lein in shar chakos moder buzzer loy mevra chakos did not asam lo yochal zavim azavim the hergalav erev shamarachti. Said Tosfos is going to say the same thing in Shabbos because the Gemara in Shabbos is going to do the same thing. The Gemara is going to say, oh, according to Pidas, it's mutter. What's mutter? You'll see. A nida, a woman who's a nida, sleeping in the same bed as her husband.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so you have
to... So the Gemara is going to say, really? Right, Tosfos just asked there, really? You think that Pidas la halacha would tell you that the only thing you can't do with your wife when she's a nida is have sex? Mm-hmm. But you think that you could do everything else? So Tosfos says, right, but Tosfos isn't willing to swallow that.
You're not.
Right, Tosfos says, no, it must be everyone agrees that it's permitted to write so. The only question is what? Is no, and everyone agrees to Asr Midrabanan. The only question is, do we have a hint for it in the pasuk or not? Right, where do we learn it from?
You're not allowed.
What we need to figure out, this is how Tosfos understands the sugya, that everyone agrees the only thing biblically usher is intercourse itself. Yeah. That rabbinically all these distancings are usher. The only question is where do we get it from? Yeah. But as we'll see, right, there's another way of reading this, right? And the machlokis of whether, in fact, wait, Tosfos Lamaskana, just 1 second, right? Tosfos Lamaskana is saying what? That in the end of the day, everyone agrees that what? Biblically, the only thing that's prohibited is?
Sleeping with you.
Is actual sexuality. Or is actual intercourse. Everything else is at best a derabanan, but it depends where you learn it from. But we're going to see that question of whether these subsidiary prohibitions are in fact biblically prohibited or not is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? The Ramban is going to, as we see, go in the direction of Tosfos and say, Inachanami. Right? It's not biblically prohibited. The Rambam is going to say, no, it's wrong. There are a lot of things that are not actual intercourse that are actually biblically prohibited. Okay? And what I want to do is, now you better next time read the Gemara and Shabbos carefully and know it backwards, forwards, upside down. Okay? And then we're going to go into the Rambam and the Ramban. That's what we're going to do next. Okay?